Alors qu'un profond silence enveloppait l'univers et que la nuit s'y trouvait au milieu de sa course, votre Verbe tout-puissant, Seigneur, quittant son trône royal, est descendu du ciel. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria. Ces lignes excessivement riches dans l'introït aujourd'hui contiennent, pour ainsi dire, la somme, c'est-à-dire un petit recueil du mystère de l'incarnation. Tout d'abord, un profond silence. Nous sommes ouverts au mystère de l'incarnation lorsque nous faisons croître en nous un profond silence intérieur. Ce silence n'est pas vide, mais il constitue plutôt une condition sine qua non pour connaître l'émerveillement. Lorsque les enfants entendent ou voient quelque chose de magnifique pour la première fois, ils tombent naturellement dans le silence. Cette tombée dans le silence et ce ravissement en présence du mystère grandiose, c'est l'émerveillement et c'est le cœur de la prière. Ce n'est pas par hasard que le mystère de Noël se produit chaque année quand la nuit se trouve au milieu de sa course. La messe de minuit est célébrée la nuit qui est liturgiquement la plus longue de l'année, au solstice d'hiver. Dans la messe de minuit, la lumière du Christ sanctifié dissipe les ténèbres de ce monde et illumine les profondeurs de notre être. L'enfant Jésus, bien entendu, est aussi le tout-puissant Verbe éternel de Dieu, qui non seulement condescend à devenir l'un de nous, mais qui plutôt descend du sein de la très sainte Trinité, en s'élançant avidément vers nous à la recherche de sa création perdue. The introit of today's Mass begins so beautifully. Read it again for you. While all things kept profound silence, and night was in the middle of her course, Thine all-powerful Word, O Lord, leapt down from heaven, even from His royal throne. This antiphon recurs throughout the liturgy today and yesterday as the Magnificat and again the Benedictus antiphons and again at the Mass. That's not very common, so we see the Church in her liturgy is teaching us. These lines from the Book of Wisdom are very special. As I say, they kind of constitute a little summary of the mystery of the Incarnation. In this first place, a profound silence. We become more open to the mystery of Christmas and the Incarnation when we cultivate a profound silence, an interior silence within ourselves. We think of children when they first hear a beautiful piece of music they'd never heard, or see something beautiful, a painting or a sculpture, a stained glass window. They're struck with wonder, and they naturally fall silent in contemplation. In a certain way, children are naturally contemplative. As we get older, it's easy to lose that sense of wonder at the miraculous, and the wonder even at the great and greatest mysteries of our faith. And so, as we get older especially, we have actively to cultivate that sense of wonder. And we do that in prayer, creating an interior space for the mysteries of our faith to grow. It's no accident, of course, that the Midnight Mass, the Mass of Christmas, is in the middle of the night, when night is in the middle of her course. So many things we could mention there. You, of course, recall that the feast of St. John the Baptist, the great herald of our Lord, his feast is at the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, almost June 24th. And the Baptist cries out, "My light must decrease, I must decrease, and Christ must increase." And so from his feast day and the solstice, the days, of course, get a little shorter. Now, in the very middle of the night, on Christmas, the Midnight Mass, almost the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, now the days get a little longer. The light of Christ is increasing. And so we're reminded by this, even as we look outside today, the sun is just breaking through. We give thanks to God that the sun has returned and the days now grow a bit longer. But that increase of the natural light is set by God himself in the heavens to remind us of the light of his Son, which is to increase every day also in our hearts. And that is how the light of Christ grows also in its revelation to the world. The same Christ who comes in littleness, in the incarnation, as a little infant in Bethlehem, of course, he's also the eternal Word, the omnipotent Word of God. Those two things are together. And so, again, as the introit says, he did not merely condescend to become one of us, but he comes with joy. You might translate it, he leapt down, he leaps down from heaven, from his royal throne, to become one of us, to show us his humility by way of example. It's very fitting for us to reflect upon these mysteries. You know, of course, that Christmas is not just one day. Christmas is a season as well. We have 12 days of Christmas, from Christmas Day to the 6th of January, the Feast of the Epiphany. Because this mystery of the Incarnation is too great to be contained just in one day, like Easter. And so we have the octave, and then a season as well of Christmas. And so this is what this time has given to us. Most of us, many of us, have some extra leisure time right now from a vacation or whatever it may be. And that's, we need the natural leisure and recreation with friends and family. It's very proper. You can eat those Christmas cookies that you've been waiting to eat. Very wonderful. And it's a sign of joy, which is proper and natural. But also, if we have some extra time during these days, it's also to, again, as I said, to cultivate actively that sense of wonder at the mysteries of our faith. And in this, we can have no better model than Our Lady and Saint Joseph. In today's Gospel, they're struck by these kind of hard words, these difficult words already that are prophesied at the beginning of our Lord's life. How is it that this infant Christ already is becoming a sign of contradiction, or a sign which will be contradicted, depending on the translation? Our Lady and Saint Joseph wonder at these words. They marvel and don't know what to make of them. And so they treasure them, they store them up. It says Our Lady pondered them in her heart. Our Lady, a great example of prayer, that interior sense. Even though she is the Mother of God, even she herself cannot penetrate to the ultimate depths, the mystery of the essence of God. Even the Mother of God contemplates Christ. And so that is the model for us as well. So in these days, we are not like the pagans who throw out our Christmas tree and put it on the sidewalk tomorrow, because it's still Christmas. So don't do that. So remember to keep the joy in your homes festive in the decorations and all of that, not again just to be cute or whatever, but to remind us and to encourage us to continue through these days to contemplate the mystery of the Word made flesh for us. God bless you, and Ave Maria.